From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and it's been a deadly day of bombings throughout Pakistan. Militants attacked the U.S. consulate in Peshawar with bombs, grenades, and rocket launchers. There were no reported U.S. casualties, but several people were killed outside the consulate. Elsewhere in Pakistan, at roughly the same time, at least 46 people were killed and many more were wounded in a suicide attack on a political rally. Sabrina Tavernisi is a reporter for The New York Times, and she's in Pakistan, and she joins us now. Sabrina, tell us more about this attack on the U.S. consulate. How did it begin?
Well, there were at least five militants we know were involved. They drove up in vehicles and basically lobbed grenades over the side of a perimeter wall, used automatic weapon fire, and there was a huge truck bomb that detonated at the end of the attack. It was a kind of a commando-style attack that we've seen in a number of other Pakistan attacks, but not on an American facility, so this is fairly new for attacks on Americans.
People could see a giant cloud rising from the complex. It sounds like it could have been much worse. I understand police discovered that some of these men were wearing suicide jackets.
Yes, apparently two of the suicide jackets were actually live after the bombing, so that means that they never detonated. One of the intelligence officials that my Pakistani colleague spoke to in Peshawar said that, in fact, the truck bomb, which was just massive, I mean, everybody in the area in a several-mile radius felt it. It may have been detonated actually prematurely, but it's not entirely clear.
Who's claiming responsibility, and what kind of message were they trying to send by attacking the U.S. consulate?
Well, the Taliban actually very quickly, several hours after the attack, claimed responsibility, and that's fast for them. They said that the attack was in retaliation for the operations that have been going on in the northern areas of Pakistan, close to the border with Afghanistan, where the Taliban is very strong, and that the Pakistani military is conducting those operations. But they also said that it was in retaliation for the drone strikes that the United States has been conducting in the area. The CIA has a program in which it fires missiles onto Al-Qaeda targets in those areas. And so the Taliban said that the attack today against the consulate was in retaliation.
The attack on the consulate happened at around the same time as the attack on that political rally. Does it appear that these were coordinated?
No, the political rally, although it was probably also carried out by Taliban militants, although they did not claim responsibility for it, at least not yet, it did appear to be a separate attack altogether. It was a lone bomber. He was very young. He walked into the middle of the rally. The rally was had approximately 500 people in it and blew himself up that way. So it did not appear to be directly related to the consulate attack.
It seems that there's almost a weekly drumbeat of bombings and increased violence from that part of the world. How are locals there responding to this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've spoken to many people in Iraq for a long time about this. I think that at a certain point, people become a bit numb to it. You know, Peshawar was hit so many times last fall. I mean, it was almost daily bombings that people there were suffering. I mean, the militants just tormented that city. So now I think today was particularly frightening for Americans because it was against an American target, but it's really something that, you know, Pakistanis encounter in their regular lives almost every day.
Sabrina Tavernisi is a reporter for The New York Times. She was speaking to us from Pakistan. Sabrina, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle.